Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Vita Blue. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette takes first base on ball four. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is called out on strikes. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cabell. The throw from Wathan and he is out, White applying the tag. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive towards first. Akins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins bunts towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joaquin Fuss moves to second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Joaquin Fuss scores. Brookins goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Trammell moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Trammell scores. Whitaker goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Tigers. Jim Wright now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive towards first. Akins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Paquette hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Joaquin Fuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joaquin Fuss hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cabell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wathan is called out on strikes. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kelly Heath now playing second base. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Trammell scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, Tigers. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Kelly Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibson strikes out. One out. Lynn Jones pinch hits for Larry Herndon. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Howard Johnson pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing left field. Howard Johnson now playing third base. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Paquette hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for John Way then. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now catching. Grant Jackson now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Mick Kelleher pinch hits for Lou Whitaker. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heath scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing second base. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-3 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McRae strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.